Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be looking at the faithfulness of God. In Psalm 91, verse 4, it says, "He will cover you with his pinions and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler." Yesterday, I went over what buckler means. It means it's a handheld device that shields you from blows. That is what it means when it says God's faithfulness is a shield and buckler. But before we go ahead, let's just look at the word faithfulness and try and understand what that word really means. Like, what does it mean when somebody is faithful? And I'm just going to look at the dictionary meaning of the word faithful, so that we can actually dissect this and have a thorough understanding of what it means when we say God is indeed faithful. So when we say the word faithful, it comes up here in the dictionary as adhering firmly and devotedly to a person, a cause, an idea, or loyal, right? That is what it means. It means firm, not changing in your friendship, not withdrawing your support. That is what it means to be faithful. Now, Christmas has just gone by. You know, we are in January, which means we just finished Christmas in December. And Christmas for the Christian faith signifies celebrating the birth of Christ, right? Now, there are lots of arguments that Christ wasn't actually born in December, and I totally agree with that. But here's the thing. The whole idea of Christmas, however, is that God is faithful to his word. When he said, "Unto us a child will be born, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Emmanuel," it actually happened. Christ actually did come, right, for the redemption of humanity back to God. It means when God speaks something, he is indeed faithful and true to make that word come to pass. Now, a lot of us, I think sometimes when we waver, it's because subconsciously in our mind, we kind of think God is a man, because sometimes we'll say things and not do it, or people have said things to us and did not do it, or we have been promised certain things and it didn't happen. And in subconsciously, without us even knowing that that is what we are doing, we kind of put God in that same box, right? We think, okay, I get it. But we don't really believe it. Sometimes we read the Bible and we see all of these promises that God has given us, and we don't actually believe that that is going to be true for us. I know certain points in my life, I've actually prayed for things and felt a settlement in my spirit and then forgot about it. And then when the thing happened, I was surprised. Why was I surprised? I don't know. I prayed for this thing. God said, "Yes, it's yours." And when the thing actually happened, I was surprised. And most times it's because it doesn't happen when we expect it to happen. And we tend to just forget about it, thinking maybe God did not hear, or, you know, he wasn't talking to me. And then boom, out of nowhere, years down the line, that thing happens. Because the times is in the hands of God. We don't have control over the timing. Only God does. But that does not make him unfaithful. God is faithful and just. And if we look at Psalm 89 verse 8, it says, "O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you." So this thing called faithfulness is not just a word. I know the dictionary has defined it to us as being steadfast. But I'm going back to Psalm 91, where it says your faithfulness is a shield. And then Psalm 89 actually says, "With your faithfulness all around you." It means that that faithfulness of God is like a tower that we can run into, we can take refuge in, we can believe in, we can hold steadfast to, because it does not waver. God will never go back on his word, ever go back on his word. His word is so weighty that he created the world that we live in today with his words. So what has God promised you that you are letting go of because it hasn't happened yet? My friend, please do not make that mistake of relinquishing your faith. Your faith is the currency that you exchange for that promise to actually come to pass, right? God is so faithful that the faithfulness of God, that word faithfulness appears 79 times in the Bible, right? And 2 Timothy 2:13 says, even when we are faithless, the example I just gave you of me even forgetting some of the things that I prayed about or some of the promises that God has given me, and boom, it happens because at the time I exchanged my faith for it. But because as humans, sometimes when we tarry and we have to wait, we get discouraged and we just forget about it, doesn't mean God will forget. That is what it means in 2 Timothy 2:13 when it says, even if we are faithless, God remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He cannot go against his own word. The Bible tells us that he looked around and there was nothing he could equate to himself. And the only thing that he placed above himself was his word. Oh my God, was his word. God's word can be trusted. God is faithful. He will not say something because he just feels like talking. We behave like that. We human beings behave like that. God does not behave like that. Your president will say things because they want your vote. God does not want your vote. He's not in an election where he's vying for your votes. No. So he doesn't have to promise you anything. He doesn't need to be liked by you. Your politicians do that. Your presidents may do that. Your celebrities may do that. But God does not need our votes. He doesn't need to be liked by us. He is God with or without us. He has just chosen to be God with us. Therefore, he doesn't have to promise us anything. But when he does, you better believe it. You best believe it, because he is faithful. And it says in 2 Timothy, when we are faithless, even when we are faithless, God is still faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until we meet again on the next one, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a part to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOWOLABI. We also have another podcast called The Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.